tonight on 8 out of 10 Cats. Lord of the Dance, it's Louis Spence. Poor Blimey Governor, it's Mickey Flanagan. And their team captain, John Richardson. And facing them tonight, Ulrich Pett, it's Sarah Milliken. It's Racy Lady, Georgie Thompson. And their team captain, Sean Locke. Now, welcome your host, Jimmy Cobb.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to 8 out of 10 Cats, a show about opinion polls, survey, statistics, and this week, I'm guessing, me. But before we get to that, 15% of prisoners are on drugs. How do they get hold of so many drugs in prison? I guess they're smuggled in by some arsehole. Yeah, bum jokes still work, good news. The average Brit spends 121 hours sitting on the toilet every year, which is about 20 minutes a day if you can work it out, or 40 minutes a day if you can't work it out. And Mexico City is the worst place in the world to be a commuter. Especially for me, I work in Shepherd's Bush. Right, well, I can't put it off any longer. Let's get started. What are you talking about? That's the name of our first round. It's our panellists' job to guess the British public's top five most popular talking points. Sean. Sean, Sarah, Georgie, anything you've been chatting, anything caught your eye in the papers?
Well, Jimmy,
this week.
We all like to put a bit of money away for a rainy day. Don't we? But I think you're more prepared than Noah. I think you've grabbed a few headlines this week. In fact, when I heard that you were on the front page of the paper, to be honest, I was expecting a lot worse. I was expecting to see, like, one of those white police tents and a copper holding your laptop in a see-through carrier bag. So I was quite relieved when I found out what it was really for.
On the plus side, at least you've been in a top five list of something.
Blimey.
Georgie Thompson?
Yeah. Be, you know, a positive spin on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that is a positive spin. But thank you.
We can all now see why you work so hard. You get to keep all the money. But you've apologised, haven't you? You've apologised today.
I have apologised, Sean, and in my defence... No, I got nothing.
I just want to ask you this question, because in your apology it said, my accountant said to me, do you want to pay less tax? And it's totally legal. Can you ask me, when you were having that conversation, were you on a telephone and was there thick plastic glass between the, between the two of you? Did he have like a sort of boiler suit type uniform? And a very sort of brutal haircut? Because the best accountants, that's where they are in jail.
It was... your money was in Jersey. Did you just go, like, on a holiday once and think, this is lovely? Probably just going to leave some stuff here. You know, like at my boyfriend's, I've got a hairbrush. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's the case, is it? No.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
You know what, though? You know what? OK, now, this is me getting political. Shit. Now, well, sort of. There's no rest in it. I mean, for what, Tony... No, it's not Tony Blair now. It's our Prime Minister.
You are near enough.
No, it's Nick Clegg and what's his name? What's his name? He's so nondescript. Wanker. calling Wayne Carter.
Okay,
there you go. Now, for him to say it's immoral, I mean, I think that's a bit wrong from him, isn't it, really? I mean, you know, talking about
it's not
moral.
Wrong. I know. What have I. What have I ever said about David Cameron?
Exactly.
Hundreds of things every week. Absolutely fair enough.
If they hadn't made that law, you know, they made it for them originally, you see, so it's all right for them. It's just not all right for the common man. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think anyone is thinking of me as the common man.
And also, and then they're saying about, you know, you're going to take Gary's OB or MBE away, you know what I mean? I mean, at least he gives us pleasure with his song, You Make Us Laugh. What do they do when they rape us for our fucking tax? Nothing. They make us cry. Do you know what I mean?
Louis, I mean, Jimmy is funny, but 1%, fuck me. Yeah. Did you call, you bid him down a bit, Jim? Did you go, look, can't we call it 0.5?
Any political rant is weakened by not knowing the name of the Prime Minister.
Yeah. I think Louis' political opinions are best expressed through the medium of dance.
So.
I didn't think I could feel any worse. but there it is.
I thought this week of all weeks we might get to the second round before you did a dance. Yeah. I didn't think. What a pleasure it is to be sat next to the only man in Britain more flexible than your accountant, Jimmy. We were here a week ago, weren't we, having a good old laugh. And now you've lost the moral high ground to News International and David Cameron. They can only make jokes about Hitler, Harold Shipman and Chico from The X Factor. That's it. I don't understand. Tell me it's all a lie.
Well, John, I hate to sound like I'm passing the buck, but I tell you who I blame for this whole mess. Me. It's entirely my fault. It's actually quite a complicated arrangement, but I think from a legal standpoint now, I'm actually a member of Take That.
You should have got my accountant. I got a brilliant accountant. Best accountant in the world. I've got Stephen Hawking. He's put my money in another dimension.
Why did they make Gary Barlow the poster boy and not you?
Well, I think lots of people said in the papers this week, yeah, why is there one rule for pop stars and one rule for comedians? But may I be the first to say, absolutely fair enough. It's Gary Barlow. He used to be in Take That. Leave him alone.
Well, as they're called now, Keep That.
Yeah. I never knew what OBE stood for. It turns out it's offshore banking expert.
But wasn't the worst thing, you were saying, weren't you, they put a fat picture of you in the paper.
That was unfair.
That's fucking sacrilege. Look at him. The epitome of health, thin, gorgeous, a well-tailored suit, and they put a fat picture of him in the paper.
I'll be honest, that wasn't the worst thing about my week.
In the East End, you are a godlike figure now, though. You're known as the slippery one. Overtaken the Cray twins in respect.
But I quite like the new you, because I've never seen you vulnerable before.
It's humble, isn't it?
It's kind of sexy, to be honest.
Well, you and Louis.
I love a broken man. I like a man who looks like he's on the verge of tears at any point.
He does look like he needs a bit of a cuddle, doesn't he?
He does.
No.
No, there should be absolutely no sympathy at all. I mean, I really appreciate it, but there should be no sympathy for me at all. It's my own stupid fault. What it is.
I think actually what it is, you've got an illness. I think you're actually...
That's not in the papers till Sunday.
No. I think you're suffering from a problem that's affected a lot of people. It's called tax intolerance. I think you've got that quite badly. You might even be HMRC positive.
See, I honestly thought if I was going to get into trouble for anything this year, it would be a joke about the Paralympics.
Right. Well, you can still do that. Why not do the
Pretty
double?
Much do anything now.
I think if UK Uncut get hold of you, you might be in the Paralympics by the end of the year. What I don't understand is there's been some defence of you, I'll say that. Ridiculous defence. The term legal loophole, that's like saying if someone bends over in front of you in the street, you are presented with a legal loophole. It's not really your
fault.
Don't say
that thing next to Louis.
I wouldn't call it a legal loophole.
Call it an administrative nightmare in your case, but...
But the thing is to remember is it's not illegal. What Jimmy did is not illegal. But then again, neither's farting in a lift, is it? But... I'll wait till I get to reception. You know, you think about other people. That's probably where you might have let yourselves and others down.
But, Jim, can I... The one serious question I want to ask you is, did you not think there was a possibility you would get tumbled, as they say? You know, because that's what I would have thought, and I didn't go to Cambridge.
This
might come out, you know.
Yeah, I mean...
Did you not think that, or did you just think, fuck them, I'll ride it out?
Not at all. I didn't... I mean, I think not to be glib about it, but I don't think I really thought at all.
You didn't think it might come out?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't think about it at all. Just thought I don't know. But I just didn't really think. I made a very, very poor judgment call on what to do.
You got that 15 quid you owed me then.
I could tell you about the work I do for charity, but I don't think lying's going to make this any better, is it?
You know, you've been a bad lad and you've apologised.
Yeah.
So that stands for something, doesn't it?
But men learn very quickly that sorry is not enough. you learn that very early. You know, you go home, you go, I'm really sorry, I should have come home this year. Well... And the wife don't go, as long as you're sorry.
You know, flowers solve everything.
You think I should buy David Cameron flowers?
Biggest bouquet he's ever received.
Well, the weird thing about Cameron commenting on it, because it's a classic thing of a politician, like, sticking his finger in the air and going, which way is the wind blowing? I think I'll comment on this. You know, I think, oh, this might, you know. He's got, I mean, morally, I'm not defending you at all, but morally, I mean, last week, he left his eight-year-old daughter in a pub. I think, you know, he's a big sort of moral champion. It's well known that his dad kept his fortune offshore, and he's the recipient of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really see why he had to get involved. It's like some 14-year-old girl has to comment on everything. What next? Like Justin Bieber's haircut? Oh, I like that.
David Cameron got involved because he's in charge of the economy, and he gets shit in the papers every day for having to fire nurses and doctors. And one of the reasons he has to do that is because there isn't enough money in the pot. And one of the reasons there isn't enough money in the pot is because not everybody pays their tax.
If David Cameron was that bothered about it, he could close the gap so that these things can't happen.
I'm sure he will do. But he didn't set the loophole up and point people towards it.
No, but I bet he fucking uses it. I bet he'd use it, and everyone in his party, they'd most probably use it.
Basically, Jim, what you've done is you've single-handedly brought this out into the open, and by next week, you're going to be wearing a cape, you're going to be going over the rest of the Jimmy, the revealer!
Are you suggesting that I'm going to become some sort of government tax czar off the back of this?
Genuinely, I wouldn't worry about not working for the government. It didn't do Philip Green any harm. So I reckon you'll probably be Prime Minister in a couple of years.
Well, there's that new TV show you can do, Through the Loophole. How can you afford to live in a house like this? You're bad spec. I've got three words for you. Bush Tucker trial. This autumn.
Shall we see if my taxes are up there? Let's have a look.
Number two.
Holding, yeah.
This is probably a good point to say hello to the millions of extra viewers who will be watching this evening. So. Good evening, Your Majesty. You just can't get the jesters anymore, can you? Oh.
Yes. Good evening, Your Majesty, you tax-dodging bitch. The Jubilee was one big celebration of tax avoidance, wasn't it? It was one big hearty slap on the back. 60 years, job well done. Millions sorted away.
What else have the nation been talking about, John?
I think we should move on now, shouldn't we, and discuss something else?
No, I don't think so. I think this is the one opportunity, because, you know, let's put some stuff on the table about Jimmy. He gave me a lift all the way home from Birmingham once, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah, and dropped me off at Reading. And he refused to take any petrol money from me.
So if anyone was on the fence on me, yeah. I think, clearly...
Yeah. I just thought, you know, it's not all bad, Jim, you know.
Yeah. And I think mainly.
You bought a pasty as well, if I remember right. You only gave me 1% of it, but that's not...
Johnstone, what else do you think people have been talking about this week?
Well, David Cameron, yeah?
I know he is now.
Go on.
David Cameron. Mm. He's the Prime Minister.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're not laughing, you're learning.
Oh, oh, I've got it! It's about the where they all went and met in Mexico. All of them.
The G20?
Yeah. The G20. That's it, as much as I know. I know I had a chat with her from Argentina, because she's not happy, is she?
She's not happy, no.
And he's not happy.
He's not happy. I mean, who is happy these days, Louis? It's such a difficult world.
He's happy.
Not as happy as he was a couple of days ago.
Anyway, that's it, the G20. The G20, is that what you're going to say?
Louis, you know so much, you can leave year six now.
And they had a thing where David Cameron, so that we don't think he's chillaxing out there, he did an interview where he was sat on a chair in front of a lovely sea view with palm trees, and they blocked it out with a piece of cardboard, so we're all supposed to think, oh, it's really hard for him. If it were that easy to cover up David Cameron's background, we wouldn't know that he was in the Bullingdon Club and had millions of pounds from offshore bank accounts. You should just follow him around with a big bit of cardboard with a pair of tits on it the whole time. Just go, look at the tits, look at the tits, don't look at that tit, look at these tits.
Falklands.
The Falklands! Falklands! That's what I was talking about! Because she wants them back for Argentina, don't
you? He didn't
you?
Just so win at the bingo there. What do you think of this Falklands thing? I mean, it's kind of...
I think the Falklands thing is quite interesting. I think what we should do is wind them up. I think we should say... Because I like the name Malvinas. I think it sounds much better than the Falklands. So I think what we should do is keep the Falklands, but nick the name. So that would really piss off the Argentinians. Saying, yeah, no, we're going to call it the Malvinas, but we're going to keep it. And also, what we should really wind them up is we should get little Union Jack waistcoats for all the penguins. I put Busby's on the sheep. I think the Falklands would make the ideal tax haven, actually. I do have a problem with... I'm not going to go back to you, but I'll just talk about tax havens, because they're also, like, you know, warm, balmy places. I mean, I don't think we should tolerate tax havens. I would invade Jersey, Guernsey, the Isle of Man, Monaco tomorrow. I'd bomb Monaco off the face of the earth. I mean, that's a country where it's got an economic output of something like 500 billion. It's the size of a large Asda. I'd wipe those places out. You'd solve all the European economic problems if you just closed down all the tax havens. There should be one tax haven, the Falklands. It takes 14 hours to get there. It's just a rock covered in seagull shit. We go, well, if you don't want to pay tax, go there.
Let's have a look and see if the Falklands is up there. Johnson, what else have people been talking about?
There was a doctor's strike yesterday.
Tell me
doctors
more.
Doctors are on strike and they have said they're not happy. And it's basically, it's all about the pensions, because, you know, their pensions are quite, you know, substantial, and we can't afford their pensions because, you know, not everyone pays the tax. Just put that away. And I don't think it'll affect a lot of people, you know. All the emergencies are going to be done. You know, if you're really ill, just go to a golf course, collapse in front of a doctor, he's got to help you.
Does he have to help you?
Yeah, if you for life fall down in front of a doctor going, he can't just step over you. I mean, I'm doing embarrassing bodies, you know. I've said, you know, there's a shortage, Christians striking, so I said I'd do embarrassing bodies. My plan is, whatever they show me, I chuck some brandy on it and throw a match and go... <like that>.
That should sort it.
Have you watched it? Because they've been doing it live. Have you watched the live one? Oh, I watch it with me tea.
Yeah. You can watch that with your tea.
Yeah, and then I like that they're just sitting there. And there was one the other day who said he had one testicle 5 times the size of the other one. Then he just lobbed it out on his Skype. And I was just, you know, tucking into me dumplings. It was lovely.
Sarah, when he said it was one was 5 times bigger than the other, did he want this one made the same size as
yes.
the big one?
They sort of pumped it up.
No word of a lie, my mum was once in a hospital having had quite a serious operation. She was a bit delirious and out of it, and somebody came to change her dressing, and the next morning she said to the nurse, "Oh, thank you very much for changing my dressing last night." And she said, "What are you talking about?" And apparently someone had let themselves into the hospital and changed her dressing, and it wasn't the nurse.
And those bogus doctors.
Yeah.
Was it you, Sean?
Did the room smell of brandy?
That's the thing about bogus doctors, we never strike. On duty.
Let's have a look and see whether the doctor strike is one of the most talked about things this week. Yes, doctors were on strike over their pensions yesterday. Health Secretary Andrew Lansley has asked the doctors to scale back their demands, cease industrial action, and to take a look at a rash he's afraid to show his wife. Johnston, what else do you think people have been talking about this week?
Got to be the football.
Got to be the football, hasn't it? I know, George, you cover F1, which is also what the Queen said when she checked your tax return, Jimmy.
That deserved a lot more.
Yeah.
I know that Rooney scored and he's got a mighty new weave, hasn't he?
I haven't got into it massively, but I did see the Ukrainian goal was disallowed.
Yeah.
Do you want to see their reaction?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
They weren't happy.
The ball crosses the line, but no goal. The Ukrainians, slightly annoyed.
I think the second guy was just a tidy freak and she picked it up and moved it slightly to the left. I've told you before, it goes there in the room!
This is the bit that's a bit strange for most football fans, is that Sepp Blatter was all against goal line technology. The minute it favours England, he's all for it.
Does seem like a weird thing, yeah.
Sepp Blatter's quote in 2010 was, "If there's another goal line incident in a major tournament, I will die of embarrassment."
Yeah.
And he has failed to follow through on that promise. I think if you die of embarrassment, that's got to be an open casket funeral, hasn't it? Because the facial expression, I imagine, if you die of embarrassment, is... I'm just dead.
Not everybody's really interested in the football. Apparently, the male escort services have gone up.
Oh, Christ, I've been so busy. Jesus Christ. In every bloody way. I finish a job. Oh, we're all joking.
I don't understand why male escort services exist, because I think they must just come out. And if it was me, I'd just go, "Oh, just leave your pants on, love. I just want to tell you about me day." You think I'm lonely?
Do I think?
You have just bought a cat.
I have just bought
you
a cat.
Just bought a cat.
I'm not lonely anymore. Fuck you.
Last week we talked about the Euros. We were talking about Panini stickers. You revealed that you are a Panini sticker...
A stickerman.
Sticker collector.
A stickerman. How are you doing on your collection?
Do you know, I bought 8 packs yesterday and didn't get a single shiny.
I think... Well, a little bit of good news. I've got you a little present. I've got you a little present here. I think you'll enjoy that.
It's me as a sticker.
Oh, look at that.
A little John sticker.
If you do one of those for all the tax inspectors in Britain.
Right, let's have a look and see whether the Euros are one of the most talked about things this week. Yes, indeed, the most talked about thing. Yes, England are through to the quarterfinals of Euro 2012. A series of psychic animals have been asked to predict the results. The Ukrainians have a ferret called Fred, the Germans are relying on an elephant called Nelly, and the English have a striker called Wayne. Right, one more thing to get fingers on buzzers. Sure.
Is it the Julian Assange is hiding in the Ecuadorian embassy now? He's hiding in there because he was there. They've turned down his appeals against being extradited to Sweden. He's worried about going on trial
in Sweden on rape charges. He's worried about it because he's got a habit of telling the truth and it won't turn out very well for him.
How do you sort of approach an embassy and seek asylum within it? How does that work?
I've literally no idea. I imagine I'll find out later in the week.
Yeah. Jersey don't have an embassy. I reckon you're best off in Switzerland, because then you can do looky-likey work for Roger Federer.
If you want to go down to the Ecuadorian embassy, you can spot the Ecuadorian embassy, because they've got lovely sash windows. Mm. That was the sound of an audience going... You just made a joke about 90s dance hit sash. That's what that joke was.
I mean, sorry, I didn't even know that had happened.
Ecuador, do 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 do. How the fuck have I ended up being the figure of abuse? Can I just say about that sash joke? I made a terrible error of judgment this evening. I'm
sorry. Okay, let's see if Julian Assange is up there. Julian Assange is seeking political asylum at the Ecuadorian embassy. I wonder if the Ecuadorian embassy has got room for two.
Yeah, did you say room for two or a room for two? Oh, like Bert and Ernie in a bed together.
We've all made mistakes. So, those were the most talked about stories this week. But in other news, the Eurozone crisis was discussed at length this week at the G20 summit. Europe is being held to ransom by the shortened curlies, or Greeks as they're otherwise known. Gary Barlow's been given an OBE in the same week he's been accused of avoiding millions in tax. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes right about now. China sent their first female astronaut into space. So what you like about China, they'll do anything to get rid of girls. And there are just 35 days to go until the London 2012 Olympics. The sweat, the pain, the physical endurance, people pushing themselves above and beyond their limits. That, to me, is what travelling on the underground during the Olympics is all about. Right, at the end of that round, I can tell you that John, Louis and Mickey have 2 points. Sean, Sarah and Georgie have 3 points. Our next round is pick of the polls. John, Louis and Mickey, pick a question.
Anything but the dancing for me.
No, come on, I'm not going to do that. We're going to do dancing. We'll do dancing, me and you.
Are you dancing, Mickey?
We'll do dancing.
We're very aggressive tonight, Chris.
I'm sorry, yeah, Mickey.
Back off.
Most people have a signature move on the dance floor, true or false?
A signature move?
Like a signature
move?
Yeah,
their step.
Like
yes,
a thing.
True. Everyone
they
has,
do.
Like, a step that they do. Or they all...
Yeah. Can you show us yours, Lewis?
I know it's hard for you.
No, I don't. I'm a little bit shy.
Don't put you on the spot.
No, I don't want to.
I would hate to put you on the spot, but... Rapture in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. So your signature...
That one that you were doing where you were doing the shafting bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they call that the tax man, don't they?
Yeah. Shafting the tax.
Okay. John, what is your signature dance move?
I used to do quite a vivid routine to S Club 7's Reach for the Stars.
You used to, what, all the moves for Reach
just,
for the Stars?
Just sort of moves that were associated with Illusion. I'll climb every mountain higher, you know. That was when I first learned how devastating I could be around women.
Devastating, not devastated.
So, how would it go?
This is why I do stickers, you see. After this, I go into a little room and I just put stickers in little squares. I walk back and forth and I say, oh, Real Ferdinand, but he's not in the tournament, but he's in my sticker book. Oh.
You even dare put a song on for me? I'm going back to the first round.
Sarah, have you got a signature dance move?
I took something from one of my old managers in one of my old jobs where he used to just do that like that. So I sort of do that, and you can do it to anything, just do that. And it makes your jugs look good as well, which is important.
That's how most people walk in the East End.
You've got a cat there recently, haven't you? Do you dance with a cat?
No, can I? I put my glasses on it.
You put your glasses on the cat?
Yeah.
How adorable was it?
If you put your cat
on... So cute!
You look as if you want to hurt it when you said cute there.
I do have to be careful, cos he's quite little.
Do you love him so much you want to kill him?
Yeah, well, sometimes his eyes bulge and I think, oh, it's time to stop.
Sean, have you got a signature dance move?
Well, it depends what I'm trying to communicate through my dance. I'm trying to express, you know, complex ideas through my dance, then, you know, that can encapsulate lots of different manoeuvres, which I would work on with a choreographer over a series of months, so...
Georgie, what's your signature dance move?
I don't really have one, but because I'm little, I always get picked up and flung around the place.
So you don't have a move, but you're willing to be picked up and thrown round?
I wouldn't say willing.
Do you have one, Nick?
Do I have...
Yeah, have you got a signature dance move?
No, really, I normally have to try and get away after I dance with a girl. You know, I call it the run. You know, and I just leave the building and they come tearing after me. And, you know, I
Where's
have to go down
handbag?
An alley and then I'm...
I like the term signature dance move. Sort of implies there's a move you could do so unique that you could get money out of the bank if you didn't have your cash card. I forgot my card, but... Definitely you, Mr. Richardson. How much do you need?
So, John, I'm going to push you for an answer.
So I think we've got a man who's a professional, he's made a living at it, he's made a career out of it.
Go with the majority.
To tell Joey Schmorety?
I can see you together, you two, running off together.
What, me and Louis?
Mickey and Louis.
Do you know what they look like? They look like brothers and one of them doesn't see their dad anymore.
It's false.
False. You think false. Seanstein.
We're going to go true, aren't we?
True.
True. I think it's true.
OK, I can tell you the answer is false. Only 25% of people have a signature dance move.
Well done.
I do a great Michael Jackson impression on the dance floor. All I need is a young volunteer who can keep a secret. Louis. That's it for part two. See you after the break. Welcome back to 8 out of 10 Cats, and the winner is the name of our final round. Here is your first one. Least romantic thing to do on your honeymoon. John.
Keep the receipts.
Yeah,
solid advice. I should write that down.
Phone out your account and say, she wants to swim with dolphins. Can I claim it?
What about phoning home to the wife all the time? That can kill her.
Sarah.
Is it other men?
The least romantic thing to do on your honeymoon is other men.
To do on your honeymoon?
Yeah.
I resent to, as a man, as being referred to as a thing, Sarah.
You would love to be called a thing, John.
Wow, thing.
Okay, least romantic thing to do on your honeymoon?
Well, make your partner empty the chemical toilet. So, well, I'm hitching up the caravan.
Is it take a book before bed, you know?
A poo?
No, a book.
A book is like a DVD with pages. Well, it depends what the book was.
If it was like 50 Shades of Grey, it'd probably be okay.
Oh, that's true. But then I'd just rub my button, so.
It's more of a toggle, isn't it?
Have you seen it?
I've seen you walk.
Thank you. worry, I'm going to give you a clue, OK? This, a lot of people are doing it at the moment. If they're on honeymoon at the moment, they're doing this.
Is it watching football?
That's the right answer. The least romantic thing to do on your honeymoon is watch football. In my own relationship, sex is a bit like football. My girlfriend hates it, and I much prefer doing it in the park with a bunch of guys. Best way to reduce stress.
Best way to reduce stress? Pay your taxes.
I must just say this in case the tax man is watching. Hello, I'm Jimmy. I don't think we've met.
Listening to Wales song. Sound Wales meant that. That noise. You know, have you ever listened to a Wales song? It's like.
This is a good one.
I'm feeling way more relaxed.
Yeah, we feel yeah. Really relaxed.
I don't know why, because Wales have been the least relaxed animals on the planet. They're endangered.
Probably why, because they're
massive,
so relaxed.
They're huge, they're enormous, and they only eat krill, plankton, tiny little things like that. Imagine your big animal starving hungry, and you only ever get to, like, eat little bits of food. You have to eat millions of them just to get... You never get a good biodiversity. You're like Jeff Capes living off hundreds and thousands. Is it, spends time with your family?
No.
No. Certainly not Christmas.
Toll road.
Ah.
Worth a fiver. Fucking lush.
Best way to reduce stress. John?
I don't think there's enough stress. I think too many people are relaxed about, well, you know, it'll be all right. Stress gets stuff done, doesn't it? Stress says, oh, shit, tax return.
Exercise.
Is the right answer. Yes, the best way to reduce stress is exercise. I've got loads of those squidgy little things you can squeeze in your fist when you're feeling stressed. Hamsters. That sound tells me it's the end of the round and the end of the show, which means the final scores are Sean, Sarah and Georgie have 3 points, John, Louis and Mickey are the winners with 5 points. Thanks to all our panellists, our wonderful studio audience and to all of you for watching at home. That's it from us. Good night.